Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It. I'm Allison Stewart. Don't forget, Mother's Day is this Sunday. That goes especially for all those people who have been at home with their mom for the first time in a long time. But it also goes for anyone who isn't staying with their mother and maybe isn't able to visit, even if you normally would. No matter your location, we have a suggestion for you this Mother's Day. Watch a movie with mom. Gothamist arts and culture editor Ben Yakis joins me now to recommend some of his favorite movies, especially picked for the mom in your life. Ben, welcome back.
Hey, how are you doing?
Doing okay. Hey, listeners, we want to hear about your moms. Colin, give a shout out. Tell us what's special about her. Do you have a favorite memory of your mom? A great piece of advice? Our number is 646-435-7280 to wish your mom a happy Mother's Day on air. Our lines are open. Some people got into the act ahead of time and sent us voicemails. We got this one.
Hi, All of It. My mom is amazing because she fought tooth and nail to get me accommodations in school for my learning disabilities. She like went to bat with teachers. She cited all the state laws and made sure that I got the services that I needed. And I'm so incredibly grateful to her. Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, love that one. If you want to get in on it, 646-435-7280. If you want to share a thought about your mom or just say Happy Mother's Day to your mom. Okay, let's get to some movies that we can watch with our moms, Ben. You are recommending Joy Luck Club. Who is this for?
Yeah, this is based on the Amy Tan novel, and the movie was made in the 90s, and it's a wonderful, sweeping tale of multiple generations of women sacrificing for their families. It's a lot about the culture clashes of the Chinese upbringing versus the American culture that their daughters grow up in. And it is really like an epic family movie about family bonds and about these older women connecting with their daughters who never knew the full shape of their mother's lives. So for the mom who really wants to watch something about family ties, I think this is a really particularly wonderful film.
We got from Instagram, I believe it's Terry sent to us about their mom. She taught us to love unconditionally. So happy Mother's Day to Terry's mom. Our number 646-435-7280 if you want to call in. Or if you want to do it via Instagram or Twitter, that's possible too. At All of It, WNYC is our handle for both. All right, so we need more family-oriented movies. Maybe everybody wants to get in on it. What else can we consider?
Well, you know, there's some good, like, ensemble pieces. One movie that I really like, Spike Lee made in the 90s, this movie called Crooklyn. And it's a semi-autobiographical film about growing up in Bed-Stuy, sort of based off his own experiences. And that's a look at a large family in the 1970s dealing with the changing landscape of New York. And it has a very wonderful performance from Alfre Woodard as the mother and Delroy Lindo as the father.
Let's go to line one. Annie is calling from Brooklyn. Annie, thanks for calling All of It.
Oh, thanks again. I would love to announce a book that my, well, that sort of that ties together a lot of your segments today, I would like to say. My brother is sort of a very well-known, I want to think a comedian photographer, in that he sort of has this empathetically, uniquely endearing framing of whatever he sees, and how he populates his high fashion shoots for Vogue and The New Yorker, et cetera, you know, teased hair, donkeys, and all these kinds of things. But what he's becoming best known for is an art photo book of my mom, of a decade of photos of my mom, who, I mean, again, this being also Mental Health Awareness Month, she's to whatever extent bipolar and very high IQ'd and a nudist and all of these things. So the mother of anyone she ever meets. And it is a tome that is on sale at bookshop.org, artbook.com. And it's her in all kinds of caricatures, high fashion costumes and lack thereof. She's a runway model, you know, at during Fashion Week, et cetera, as just, you know, a woman her age with no particular body type. And it's a neat project to be.
So what's your brother's name?
So, oh, right, exactly. If you go to either artbook.com, et cetera, and just search mom, it's the third one that comes up, and his name is Charlie. So you can add the word Charlie, and his full name is Charlie Engman, like Englishman without the lish. So Charlie, E-N-G-M-A-N, and the book is called Mom.
Annie, thank you so much for weighing in. So, Ben, let's hear another voicemail we got. This is Lynette.
My name is Lynette from Brooklyn, and I would like to say happy Mother's Day to my mom, Lucinda, in South Brunswick, New Jersey. She is a great mom, and I can't see her this year. She raised four daughters and was a stay-at-home mom and always made sure that we had fun, laughter, and singing in our lives. I love you, Mom.
Love that. If you want to get in on this, the number is 646-435-7280. If you want to give your mom a shout-out on the air, maybe something special about her, a good piece of advice she gave you sometime. My ride-along for this is Ben Yakis, Gothamist culture editor. He's given us some movies we might want to watch with Mom. What's a good movie for moms of teenagers?
You know, one movie I really like came out a couple of years ago. It's called 20th Century Women. It's by this filmmaker, Mike Mills. And it is a love letter to women of all ages, and it's sort of an autobiographical tale about him growing up in California in the late 70s. And Annette Bening plays the mother. It's one of her best roles ever. And it's about her raising, she's a single mom raising a son, and how she has two other women who are both a little younger at different ages, played by Elle Fanning and Greta Gerwig. And it's about how these three women collectively raise this young boy and sort of shape who he's going to become in the future.
We got from Instagram, Annie sent this message. My mom was special because she taught me to be resilient no matter what happens. Annie, thank you so much for calling, for leaving that message on Instagram. Let's go to line two, Neela from Manhattan. Hi, Neela.
Hi.
Hi, you're on.
I would like to say hello and tell my mom-in-law, Maria. She's in Florida in Port Richey, and I hope she's all right, and she's the best one. When my husband died, she was the only one who stayed with me and took care of me. I love you, Mama Rijonti.
Lovely. Neela, thank you so much for calling in. So, Ben, you have two recommendations for moms who like to cook. What are good films for moms who like to cook?
Well, the patron saint of mom cooking movies really is Nancy Meyers. And this is because in all of her movies, she has these enormous kitchens that are always these just gleaming, wonderful, filled with different islands. And you can't miss them. It's sort of this funny joke throughout all her films that they have this. And I am a really, really big fan of two of her films from the aughts, Something's Gotta Give and It's Complicated. Something's Gotta Give is with Diane Keaton and Jack Nicholson. It's Complicated is with Meryl Streep, Alec Baldwin, and Steve Martin. And these are just wonderful romantic comedies about women with age-appropriate romances. And you really, there's few things that are as comfort food, I think, as a Nancy Meyers movie in the afternoon.
And Ben, you suggested a film especially with your mom in mind. What would you and your mom watch?
Well, if my mom is listening, our favorite thing to watch together are Bond movies. We have been watching James Bond movie marathons my whole life, so I'd come up with sort of a lineup of films that represent each era of the different James Bonds. Because you can find all the Pierce Brosnan films on Netflix, the Daniel Craig ones seem to be on Hulu and Amazon, and then all of the Sean Connery, Roger Moore, and Timothy Dalton ones are on Amazon Prime for $3.99. You can rent them. So we like to just, I think my mother has seen Casino Royale more than any other movie in her life. So maybe we will watch that again for the 100th time this weekend.
Hey, Lisa, Ben's mom, how does that sound to you?
Oh, Allison, you have such a brilliant arts and culture editor. I am so delighted to be able to wish you happy Mother's Day.
Well, I should
Has
be wishing you happy Mother's
Day. Has my son fainted yet? Yes.
Oh, that's so funny. By the way, this is Ben's mom, Lisa. So that's such an interesting tradition that you guys both like Bond movies. Lisa, what do you like about Bond movies?
It's true. I'm a history professor, so I'm rooted in reality all the time and history. And Bond is the ultimate fantasy that releases me. If any of my students are listening now, I will probably be, the parody will go on forever about my being in love with Daniel Craig. But the fantasy is very good. And also, historically, Ian Fleming came out of a real spy background. And therefore, there was a reality to the basis of a lot of his movies. And Ben just loves it. Oh, what a good arts and entertainment editor.
Oh, so nice. Ben, what do you want to say to your mom?
Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in, Lisa.
Thank you, Allison.
Let's go to line 7, Beth from Asbury Park, New Jersey. Hey, Beth,
Hi,
thanks for calling in.
Everybody.
Hi.
Thank you. I want to thank my mom, Frida, who lives in Barnegat Township, New Jersey now. She's 91, and I'm almost 65. When I was 2 years old in 1957, my mother thought something was wrong with me. And despite the time back then of not questioning doctors, she kept going to doctors until she found the doctor who said, you're absolutely right, and saved my life. So she gave me life. She saved my life. She's still there for me. At 91, she's always my biggest supporter. And she was a single mom after that, and she's just done everything.
Love
and for
it.
My brother, too.
Love it. Beth, thank you so much for calling.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, everybody. My guest is Ben Yakis, Gothamist Culture Editor. Your mom's a riot, Ben. She's so great.
Oh, well, Allison, before we get back to the movies, I heard that we have a voicemail for you, too. Matt, can you roll that tape?
My mom is Allison Stewart, and she's the greatest mom of all time. She's super nice, but at the same time, sometimes mean, but super nice.
It's a sandwich, right? Super nice, sometimes mean, super nice. Very, he's upstairs. He's upstairs. We'll talk about that later. That was my son, Isaac, who is the best. And you know what? Hey, you know, some mom stereotypes are true. I'm a black mom. You just get, sometimes we're tough. What can we say? Ben, do you want to recommend one more movie in our last 40 seconds you think's a great one?
Yeah, I mean, listen, you can't go wrong with Mamma Mia and Mamma Mia 2. Here we go again. Especially Mamma Mia 2, which it doesn't have as much Meryl Streep, which is unfortunate, but you get to vicariously see all these beautiful settings in Greece, and you get to imagine if you were able to go anywhere right now. The last scene is like a beautiful scene about a mother singing to her daughter.
Ben Yakis, great recommendations. Thanks so much for helping us out.
Thank you, and happy Mother's Day.